Friday, May 12, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. A lot of numbers don't exactly add up from China. Last year they claimed short hog numbers, but if so, larger U.S. soy exports to China reflected a very hungry hog herd. There was strong interest recently in exchanging yen for anything else as an asset. If they couldn't get yuan out of the country, they could buy soy meal and own that commodity instead of the currency. Soybeans are a dollarized commodity. Importing soybeans was an indirect way of getting cash out of the country, even if the asset was kept in China. China's currency reserves have stopped draining as the U.S. dollar appreciation flattened and corrected. Chinese reserves rose over $20 billion last month to $3.03 trillion. That is still down from nearly $4 trillion in 2014 as Beijing has supported the yuan. Beijing has stepped up capital controls, restricting outflows. That is why I think that they are buying U.S. soybeans. The outflow of this capital is undermining China's domestic investment. Many have been skeptical of Chinese GDP statistics, particularly when they keep adding up to the exact same number that the party wants it to. A couple New York economists reportedly want to back up China's work by analyzing satellite data to calculate the change in the number of lights that go on and off in Chinese cities every day. They have been able to build a computer analog to see whether activity is growing and at what rate. The data currently suggests that their GDP slowed more than the official rate. The economists say that their light measurement has lined up with Chinese bank lending. If bank lending slows, their lights generally go out. While soybean imports have been setting monthly records in China, imports of industrial commodities have not. Overall, materials import growth is off over 16% in March. China's economy continues to slow, and they are not as flush with capital, while they have sustained recent growth with an onerous amount of debt. Trump's threat to place 45% tariffs on Chinese imports have gone away for now, while China is supposedly helping us with North Korea. The stay will likely be temporary and is destined to come into play again at a time of President Trump's choosing. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross announced that they worked out a deal with China that will further open their markets to U.S. beef, liquefied natural gas, and a few other items, plus more access to their financial sector. But that is not going to make much of a dent in their trade surplus with us. The agreement also has them taking further steps to approve 8 pending GMO seed applications, suggesting that they'll be more receptive to biotech crops. After all, they'll soon likely own Syngenta. The good part is that China appears to be heavily engaged with the Trump team, exhibiting a strong desire to get along. China's yield curve inverted, with short-term interest rates climbing above later maturities, which typically warns that an economic recession may be coming. China's economy is now a debt bubble. Beijing will call the yield curve inversion mispricing. It has become accepted that the Chinese economy is so well managed that it doesn't have recessions. If they are wrong, it'll be a big one. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. On the greens, planting progress is advancing here in northwest Iowa. A few have finished both corn and soybeans. We had a light rain Wednesday and now have another window through the weekend that should allow most to finish corn and start soybeans. Temperatures warm into the 80s, so things will start to grow. A lot of crop here was planted at night this season. Auto steer and GPS guidance changes things so that darkness is not the impediment to planting that it used to be. One farmer said that he planted all night up until 5 a.m. until it rained. There are fields planted that you never actually see the planter in the field during daylight. If there is a 40-hour planting window between rains, they run for 40 hours. The crop is going in with full yield potential here. The tile systems that we've invested in are paying off too. In years gone by with wet springs, we've been kept from fields and crops would have suffered under sour conditions. The combination of well-drained fields and using every available hour to plant has allowed farmers to win against some very challenging weather. I believe that soy meal and soybeans have traced out bear flags on charts that should resolve to the downside. If this is the May rally in corn, then the bulls are going to be very disappointed. May is typically a good month to sell some corn. South America has a bin-busting corn crop. If our crop gets in and the weather is not threatening, one again is going to make the corn market go up. Typically, when farmers own corn, they have to give up before the price strength materializes. They're all still hanging on. USDA reports this week did not move the funds to sustain short covering, and the weather threat appears to be diminishing at this time. NOAA is neutral on the Enzo this summer. Crops are going to go in timely enough, and great moisture conditions should get the crops off to a good start for the season. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at comstock.com, or call 712-933-9400.